Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors held a special meeting at the Mateel Community Center in Redway earlier this afternoon to discuss the general plan update. It was the first time in the board's history that a meeting has been held in Southern Humboldt, and the board solicited input from the public regarding changes to land use designation in Southern Humboldt as a part of the general plan update. County residents that were not in attendance were able to watch the historic meeting as it was broadcasted on Access Humboldt's website. Multiple county agencies converged to the Wichpeck area this morning and are serving several search warrants at different parcels of property housing marijuana grows. Lieutenant Wayne Hansen said that this is a normal marijuana eradication operation, and law enforcement will continue to work all areas of the county eradicating marijuana grows through September. Along with the Sheriff's Office, a helicopter, the County Drug Task Force, the National Guard, CAL FIRE, and Fish and Wildlife are currently on scene. County Lieutenant George Caventa is currently overseeing the operation. With inconsistent cell phone service in the Wichpeck area, Hansen said that updates will be slow to come by, and he is unsure how long the operation will last. A man who was discovered sleeping inside one of the Redway Elementary classrooms by a teacher Sunday morning was located earlier today and booked into jail. A citizen reported that 26-year-old Michael Terrell Wilkes of Mississippi was standing near the intersection of Redwood Drive and Willow Avenue and appeared to have matched the description of the suspect. The teacher was able to confirm that it was indeed Wilkes who matched the description. Wilkes admitted to deputies that he entered the classroom to steal food and needed a place to sleep for the night. Wilkes was found with food in his possession at the time of the incident before he ultimately fled the scene. A classroom laptop and two handheld radios were reported as missing after Wilkes left, although he denies stealing the items. Wilkes was booked into county jail for burglary, with bail set at $50,000. Sunday afternoon, a Eureka resident called the Eureka Police Department and reported that he had his car stolen by Ryan Landowski, who was still at large. An officer later located the vehicle and followed it until additional backup arrived to attempt a traffic stop near West Harris and Union Streets. Landowski then made a sudden turn, driving in the wrong direction on Union Street, sideswiping another vehicle in the process. The pursuit had to be quickly called off due to safety concerns. A public be on the lookout has been issued for Landowski, who is considered dangerous and out of control, and Captain Brian Stevens said that they will be submitting a report for Landowski to the DA's office for felony evasion and hit and run. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a structure fire at J Street in Eureka around 4:30 this morning. Residents inside the two-story building were awoken by the fire and used an escape ladder to safely exit from the second story, with no injuries reported. Crews made their way inside to the first floor and extinguished the source of the fire within 20 minutes. Although the fire was contained to one room, there was smoke damage throughout the building that caused $40,000 worth of damage. Crews remained on scene for close to 2 hours, salvaging and removing damaged walls and ceiling coverings. Further investigation on scene determined that the cause of the fire came from a faulty extension cord. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department has been operating with 4 engine truck companies instead of 5 since Station 4 was shut down due to the new fiscal year budget. Fire Chief Ken Woods has been actively searching for alternatives to provide better coverage as the fire department has already seen their resources stretched to the limit with service calls. One alternative Woods mentioned was using a smaller vehicle to help provide service.
We are looking at a smaller vehicle that would have the medical capability, that would have a smaller crew. You know, the ladder truck carries a crew of 4. We're looking at a squad-type vehicle with a crew of 2 that we could send to medicals, but yet would have firefighting capability, air packs, hand tools, extinguishers, those types of things that we could send them to a fire with the fire apparatus, so we have a pump and a tank and a water there.
Wood said that the Joint Powers Authority Board will hold a meeting this week to discuss purchasing a used vehicle and noted that this is uncharted territory for the department.
We'll be discussing purchasing a used vehicle to try to implement that and put it in service and see how it goes, because this is new ground for us. You know, that Station 4 has been open since 1957, and it's a huge change for the community, and trying to adjust then is a challenge for us.
if it comes to fruition, Wood said that the squad car would be stationed at Station 1 on C Street. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.